Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You're listening to Dream to the Avalon. I'm Sally.
Diane.
Michael.
Andrew.
Rachel.
Lizzie.
Majari.
Joseph.
Vanilla.
Alias.
Sky.
The University of Southern California was founded following efforts of Judge Robert M. Whitney, who helped secure donations from several key figures in early Los Angeles history. A Protestant nurseryman, Oswald Childs, an Irish Catholic former governor, John Gate Lee Dolan, and a German-Jewish banker, Isaias W. Hellman. The three donated 308 lots of land to establish the campus and provided the necessary seed money for the construction of the first buildings. Originally operated in affiliation with the Methodist Church, the school mandated from the start that no student would be denied admission because of race. The university is no longer affiliated with any church, having severed formal ties in 1952. When USC opened in 1880, tuition was $15 per term, and students were not allowed to leave town without the knowledge and consent of the university president. The school had an enrollment of 53 students and a faculty of 10. The city lacked paved streets, electric lights, telephones, and a reliable fire alarm system. Its first graduating class in 1884 was a class of three, 2 males and 1 female. The color of USC are cardinal and gold, which were approved by USC's third president, George W. White, in 1896. In 1958, the shade of gold, which was originally more of an orange color, was changed to a more yellow shade. Motto, USC's motto, can be loosely translated from the Latin as "Let whoever earns the palm bear it." The expression reflects the broad significance of palms. Palm fronds and other branches of foliage as symbols of triumph, victory, ascension, and regeneration in ancient times, and in particular may allude to the Roman custom of giving the victorious gladiator a palm branch as reward for prowess. Symbol or landmark. Tony Trovan is a major symbol of the university, though he's not the mascot. USC students and athletes are known as Trojans, epitomized by the Trojan Shrine, nicknamed Tony Trojan, near the center of campus until 1912. USC students, especially athletes, were known as Fighting Methodists, though neither name was approved by the university. During a fateful track and field meet with Stanford University, the USC team was beaten early and seemingly conclusively. After only the first few events, it seemed implausible that USC would ever win. However, the team fought back, winning many of the later events, to lose only by a slight margin. After this contest, Los Angeles Times sports writer Owen Bird reported that USC athletes fought on like the Trojans of antiquity. And the president of the university at the time, George F. Boward, approved the name officially.
The University Park campus is in the University Park District of Los Angeles, 2 miles southwest of downtown Los Angeles. Since the 1960s, through campus vehicle traffic has been either severely restricted or entirely prohibited on some avenues. The University Park campus is within walking distance to Los Angeles landmarks, such as the Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena. Most buildings are in the Romanesque Revival style, although the rest are of various modernist styles that sharply contrast with the predominantly red brick campus. Whitney Alumni House, built in 1880s, is the oldest university building in Southern California. In recent years, the campus has been renovated, old rows, and replaced them with traditional university yards and gardens. The historic portion of the main campus was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 2015. Besides its main campus at University Park, USC also operates the Health Science Campus about 2 miles southeast of downtown. In addition, the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles is often referred to as USC's third campus. USC also operates an Orange County Center in Irvine and the Information Science Institute. For the science student, USC operates the Wegley Institute for Environmental Studies, located on Catalina Island, just 20 miles off the coast of Los Angeles.
USC is a large, primarily residential research university. The majority of the student body was undergraduate until 2007, when graduate student enrollment began to exceed undergraduate. The four-year full-time undergraduate instructional program is classified as balanced arts sciences, with a high graduate coexistence. Admissions are characterized as most selective, 95 undergraduate majors and 147 academic and professional minors are offered. The graduate program is classified as comprehensive and offers 134 master's, doctoral, and professional degrees through 17 professional schools. USC is accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. The university was elected to the Association of American Universities in 1969. USC presently has 5 Nobel laureates on staff, 8 Rhodes Scholars, 3 MacArthur Fellows, 181 Fulbright Scholars, 1 Turing Award winner, 3 winners of the National Medal of Arts, 1 winner of the National Humanity Medal, 3 winners of National Medal of Science, and 3 winners of the National Medal of Technology and Innovation among its alumni and faculty. In addition to its academic awards, USC has produced the most Oscar winners out of any institution in the world by a significant margin. USC was ranked 23rd in U.S. News World Report's 2017 annual ranking of national universities, and its Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism was ranked first in 2014 by USA Today.
Pleasure to ask Dr. Benioff to offer the 2014 commencement address for the University of Southern California. Good morning, Trojans. Well, thank you, Max, for having me here. It is so great to be with you today. What a gorgeous day this is. And thank you, Max, for dressing me as the world's largest commencement penguin. That's also fantastic to be here. And congratulations to this great class of 2014. Congratulations to all of you. I really don't remember my graduation. I kind of remember sitting out there, but it might have been a late night at the 9-0. Probably was. Might have been a late night at my teak fraternity house. It probably was. It might have been many things, but I really don't remember my graduation. People always ask me, I have this great opportunity to speak all over the world. I get to talk to folks mostly about technology audiences. And I'll tell you what they do. They always ask me, because I always tell them I went to USC, of course. They go, well, how did you choose USC? How did you choose USC? And I always tell them, well, it was very simple. My mom went here. My mom went to USC. She started here in 1957. Class of 1961, Joelle Benioff, stand up right here. Mom knows best. Mom knows best. Congratulations to all these parents of graduates of the class of 2014. Congratulations to all these great parents. Congratulations to my mother. You know, I really loved it here at USC. I always love being here. I always love being here on this beautiful campus. I always loved the incredible student body. I always loved going out to the all various athletic games. I love being in the fraternity lifestyle. It's fantastic. I love my Marshall School of Business, my entrepreneur program. I loved all the great musical programs and dance programs and all the great things we have at USC that make us so special and unique. And I'll tell you, I love the student body here. I love the diversity of it. I love the meritocracy of it. I love the spirituality of it. I love that at USC, we have more Catholics than at Notre Dame, which I think is a college in the Midwest. Is that right, Max? Now, we have more Jews here than Brandeis. We have more Hindus than any other university in this great country of ours. And there's a lot of people like me who are just grateful to God for this glorious day.
Excuse me, Professor Wong, may I come in?
Sure.
Professor Wong, you know I currently major in directing. Since I'm already a sophomore, I set about planning my postgraduate studies. My family and I all expect me to study in the USA for postgraduate degree. We kind of prefer USC among the others since it's quite the top school of the major and also the whole industry. But we lost in all kinds of information and get more confused.
I see. What a coincidence. Happen to receive some latest admission information about USC.
How glad and thrilled I am. Thank you, Professor.
You see, USC requires at least 107 for TOEFL, and if you take IELTS, you should get at least 7.5 points. I assume you know that postgraduate degree demands GRE or GMAT exam as well. You should at least receive 3.5 in GRE writing or 4.5 in GMAT writing. At the meantime, 310 scores in GRE or 690 scores in GMAT is needed.
I never thought the requirements of USC could be this high.
Ah, that's for sure. After all, USC is the best private university in the USA. When you applied for this university, you also need a brief introduction of your undergraduate university, a self-presentation, an AC, and last but not least, your valuable performance in the online interview.
I see. Now I have a brief understanding for the academic request. How about the fee?
Living in LA is as expensive as in New York, and the fee for private university is always more than the public ones. I add all the fee together, it's about 600,000 RMB a year.
Thank you again, Professor Wong. I think there is quite much effort I need instead.
Today, I want to tell a story about Steve Jobs, American inventor, entrepreneur, co-founder of the US Apple. Though he was a well-known person, he just stayed at Reed College for 6 months, which amazed everyone. When he looked back upon this time, he said he had known the value of studying and what to do later. And worse, he ran out of his family's wealth. He thought he would cross the bridge when he got to it. As every common people, he was terrified when he thought about it later. But he thought it was the best choice. Stopping studying, he devoted more time in what he liked, which created one of the greatest genius of technology. Maybe for most of us, university is the only way to make us better. But we also see the different ways through jobs. What others do is agreed by most people, but we should choose a proper one for ourselves.
My second story is about love and loss. I was lucky. I found what I loved to do early in life. Woz and I started Apple in my parents' garage when I was 20. We worked hard, and in 10 years, Apple had grown from just the two of us in a garage into a $2 billion company with over 4,000 employees. We just released our finest creation, the Macintosh, a year earlier, and I just turned 30. And then I got fired. How can you get fired from a company you started? Well, as Apple grew, we hired someone who I thought was very talented to run the company with me. And for the first year or so, things went well. But then our visions of the future began to diverge, and eventually we had a falling out. When we did, our board of directors sided with him. And so at 30, I was out, and very publicly out. What had been the focus of my entire adult life was gone, and it was devastating. I really didn't know what to do for a few months. I felt that I had let the previous generation of entrepreneurs down, that I had dropped the baton as it was being passed to me. I met with David Packard and Bob Noyce and tried to apologize for screwing up so badly. I was a very public failure, and I even thought about running away from the valley. But something slowly began to dawn on me. I still loved what I did. The turn of events at Apple had not changed that one bit. I'd been rejected, but I was still in love. And so I decided to start over. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened.
We all know Barack Hussein Obama, who are now the President of the United States. He graduated with a BA from Columbia in 1983. Then he entered Harvard Law School in the late 1988. At the end of his first year, he was selected, based on his grades and the writing competition, as an editor of the Harvard Law Review. And in 1991, he graduated from Harvard. Obama is the first African-American to be nominated by a major American political party for president, and on November 4, 2008, he became the first African-American president in American history. On September 8, 2009, Obama held a speech at Wakefield High School in Arlington, Virginia, which is called "Why Should We Go to School?" During this speech, Obama told us the reason and the meaning of going to school. Now let's enjoy a clip of that famous speech.
I want to start with the responsibility you have to yourself. Every single one of you has something that you're good at. Every single one of you has something to offer. And you have a responsibility to yourself to discover what that is. That's the opportunity an education can provide. Maybe you could be a great writer, maybe even good enough to write a book or articles in a newspaper, but you might not know it until you write that English paper, that English class paper that's assigned to you. Maybe you could be an innovator or an inventor, maybe even good enough to come up with the next iPhone or the new medicine or vaccine, but you might not know it until you do your project for your science class. Maybe you could be a mayor or a senator or a Supreme Court justice, but you might not know that until you join student government or the debate team. And no matter what you want to do with your life, I guarantee that you'll need an education to do it. You want to be a doctor or a teacher or a police officer? You want to be a nurse or an architect, a lawyer or a member of our military? You're going to need a good education for every single one of those careers. You cannot drop out of school and just drop into a good job. You've got to train for it and work for it and learn for it. And this isn't just important for your own life and your own future. What you make of your education will decide nothing less than the future of this country. The future of America depends on you. What you're learning in school today will determine whether we as a nation can meet our greatest challenges.
Although Obama's term as the president is coming to an end, all the things he has done and all the things he has told us will always exist in our minds. Let's send our best wishes to him and at the same time cherish our college life.
It's the first day for new students to move into the university dormitory. Jessica is very exciting, but kind of nervous. After all, she has never lived on campus.
It seems that all of us come from South China. Can everyone eat spicy food?
No, there's one exception. I'm from Shandong, and I can't stand spicy food. No, not at all.
Oh, I have to say it's very difficult for a Sichuan person to understand.
You know, Guangdong is famous for canned morning tea. We don't eat spicy food, but I like it. No chili, no hai, right?
Really? What a pity. I brought vacuum baked stinking tofu from Changsha. I intend to bring you a taste from my hometown.
Oh, it's fine. It's all right. We can help you eat it up. Haha.
I have bought a box of Chinese spicy snake food. Have you eaten that?
Of course, that's our childhood memories.
Wait. Who has said that she can't stand spicy food?
No.
Not at all.
Four girls who even met each other several hours ago from quite different part of China. Now we're sitting together, chatting, smiling, sharing their own lives with others. In the middle of the night, Jessica and her classmates are still busy with their homework in the dormitory with their own lamps.
Damn it, how can I enter a foreign website?
Foreign website? What are you talking about?
It's a commerce homework, you remember?
Haha, you must have been making a dream.
Well, I admit I didn't follow her. I was busy with the thesis last night, remember?
Okay, you're really a busy bee.
Anyway, we'd better be quick.
However, I have to say, 8 o'clock in the morning, are you kidding me? Who told me that I can do whatever I want in the university?
Okay, enough. Maybe we should go back to our desks right now or we'll miss the morning class tomorrow.
Come on, girls. Stop complaining. Maybe we'd better think about how to deal with it. Oh my god, I almost forget tomorrow's interview for English broadcast station.
Oh, then you do need to make a full preparation for it. Good luck to you, Jessica.
Under the lamp of Dalish, four girls were busy doing the schoolwork with a small seed rooted in heart, struggling for a brighter future. Everything starts from here. Jessica is waiting in line to attend the interview of English radio station. She is a little nervous, reciting the written self-introduction over and over again.
Hello everyone, I'm Jessica from...
Next one, coming here.
Hello everyone, well first I will do a brief self-introduction. I'm Jessica from ICUC, majoring in drama, film and television director. I'm here mostly for two reasons. First...
What are your drawbacks?
Well, I am an outspoken person, and sometimes I may hurt others, but sometimes I regard it as an advantage.
Okay.
What do you know about Ivy League?
Pardon?
Ivy League, do you know that?
Oh yeah, a university association consisting of 8 topmost American universities.
So, why do you want to join us?
Well, since I'm from ICUC, I'm gonna further my study in US. I want to be with you to know more about well-known universities around the world.
Okay, thank you. Later we will text you if you're passing.
Thank you.
Jessica is still busy with her school life together with everyone here. They go to maths, also go to English. They meet new people, stay in the library, take part in all kinds of activities. Step by step, try to do everything well, striving for a good harvest. Every tree and bush, every flower and grass have witnessed their growth day by day. The sun rises on the beautiful campus, shining on everything.
Let me go. I don't wanna be your hero. I don't wanna be a big man. I just wanna fight with everyone else. Your masquerade. I don't wanna be a part of your parade. Everyone deserves a chance to.Walk with everyone else while holding down a job to keep my girl around and maybe buy me some new strings and her a night out on the weekend and we can whisper things secrets from my everyone else. So let me go. I don't wanna be your hero. I don't wanna be a big man. I just wanna fight like everyone else.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。